This is KERI News. I'm Duahli Saikautau. A Dallas man diagnosed with Ebola spent the weekend around at least five school children. Those students are now at home and will be monitored for fever, vomiting, and other symptoms of the deadly disease. After visiting with infectious disease specialists and city officials, Governor Rick Perry said none of the students appear to be sick.
These children have been identified and they are being monitored. And the disease cannot be transmitted before having any symptoms.
This case is serious, he said, and this is all hands on deck. But
this is a disease that is not airborne and is substantially more difficult to contract than the common cold. The public should have every confidence that the highly trained professionals involved here will succeed in this very important mission.
Superintendent of the Dallas Independent School District, Mike Miles, said those five kids attend four different schools and all of them went to classes earlier in the week. They're now isolated at home.
The students didn't have any symptoms, and so the odds of them passing on any sort of virus is very low.
The district sent notices to Dandy Rogers Elementary, Hotchkiss Elementary, Tasby Middle School, and Conrad High School. In the letter, the district said nurses would be deployed to the schools and extra cleaning services would be arranged as a precaution. But before the school day ended, some parents reportedly removed their kids early from those schools, fearing the spread of Ebola.
If you are not exhibiting symptoms of this, there is zero chance that you can transmit this. Not minuscule, zero chance.
Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings said he opened an emergency operations center and the city is training its 911 and 311 operators to help answer questions by the public.
And we're creating a communication plan to work with Councilman Gates, who this is her district, and the county to make sure that all the information gets to every house to communicate this. So a massive communication process to educate people on the facts, not the rumors.
Dr. Mark Lester with Texas HealthWorks also spoke at the Presbyterian News Conference. Reporters asked him if the unidentified man revealed his travel history to a nurse.
That nurse was part of a care team, and it was a complex care team taking care of him in the emergency department. Regretfully, that information was not fully communicated throughout the full team.
Medical staff at Presbyterian say the male patient diagnosed with Ebola is in serious condition but stable. Duahli Saikautau, KERI News.